From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. 5 years ago, when Facebook was still a relative novelty, the game Farmville was all the rage. In this encore essay from that time, News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams chronicled her own rural Farmville, a place she still happily inhabits.
Had enough of city life? Here at Farmville, we're growing crops, tending to our animals, and building out our farms. It's a simple life, but there ain't nothing like seeing your farm grow. You never know who might drop by to visit your farm, or maybe even send you a cow. Come on down to Farmville and start your own farm today. So begins the folksy pitch on the website of the online sensation known as Farmville. With close to 60 million users, according to its parent company, the game is the most popular application in the history of Facebook, itself an online juggernaut to which I reluctantly dragged myself last year. For those of you who aren't Facebookers, it allows you to keep up with friends who post status updates, such as Jose is homesick, Mary is wrapping presents, Isaac is over the rainbow, and so on. Lately, though, I've been noticing that lots of my friends have gone rural thanks to Farmville. Jose just bought a baby turkey. Mary could really use some help fertilizing her crops. And my favorite, Isaac found some white mystery eggs to share. Now, I understand perfectly well the pull of the country, having yielded to it years ago. Ever since I've been a homeowner, my land units have been measured not in square feet, but acres. Only a few, but still. Even so, I'd never dare call the place anything but a play farm, and myself anything other than a dilettante farmer. Sure, I've always had some sort of livestock and something or other edible growing, but never in the splendid quadratic tidiness of my friend's Farmville estates. Although, come to think of it, the garden that meanders around our kitchen window is enclosed with quadratic stock panels, covered with fine mesh, keeps the hens from scratching it all to pieces. But that's about the only squarely formal thing about it, or the rest of the place. That garden fence is tied together with hay strings, mostly orange, some blue, filled with oak leaves and chicken bedding and donkey manure. Inside, the plantings are haphazard at best. There are 3 bananas, a few pineapples, the happy remnants of upside-down cakes past, clumps of Thai ginger, sunflowers planted by 7-year-old Nash, yard-long beans, eggplants, Indian mustard, grape tomatoes, green onions, and 1 riotous passion vine. The rabbit cage butts up against the garden fence, and up on cinder blocks as it is, 2 of our hens have decided it's the perfect nesting cave. Can't walk by it without them fluffing up and growling as they spread their wings possessively over their caramel-colored clutches. But though theirs is a safe, well-guarded nest, I can vouch for the fact that not all free-ranging female poultry are so conscientious. Some are careless hussies who just drop their eggs behind bushes, under trees, or in hollowed-out dirt craters, and then leave without a backward glance. In fact, when I saw that Facebook update from my friend bragging about the white mystery eggs, I couldn't resist posting a response. In Amy's real-life Farmville, she's found plenty of white mystery eggs. If they don't come from an occupied nest, she suggests winging them at a nearby tree. If you're lucky, in addition to the expected yolky splat, you'll get an amazing pop and a momentary cloud of sulfurous fizz. The dogs will clean up the mess, but you might want to leave them outside for a while afterwards. Wonder if I should design my own online reality farm game. Nah, no one else would be crazy enough to play.